1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Daryl Weber is going to join us now. Daryl is at the post-Grammy party at Clive Davis's. And I know that it might be a little bit difficult to hear us, Daryl. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm very happy, Phil, to be with you.
Daryl, you have been an independent record producer for a long, long time. You know a lot of the people that you're seeing tonight. And I know you've been to so many Grammy Awards and these kinds of things. Give me your take on the Grammys tonight and the things you've seen and a lot of the old faces.
Well, I've been to so many Grammy Awards, Phil, that you begin to see past, you know, the glitter and the glamour, and you see a little bit deeper into what people are, about and seeing and everything.
What was your first impression of the evening? Who was the first person you saw?
I saw Kelly Clarkson was there, and she had nominated for a Grammy, but I didn't think it was a legitimate Grammy since she got her start on American Idol. And I'm not saying that she's not a great singer, but I don't think that that Grammy is legitimate. I saw Alicia Keys. I saw Sheryl Crow, who I don't think looked very good. I've known Sheryl for a long time. She looks a little bit run down by the Lance Armstrong situation she'd been through. Natalie Cole looked very good. I saw Heather Headley. She looked very nice. Leon Womack, I didn't think looked very good. She looked, the old term they use, rode hard and put up wet. And I know she's a country singer, you know, and I've known Leanne for a long time. But I think a lot of the ladies that I saw tonight, many of the recording artists, have had a very difficult year. And with relationships and careers and so forth. And I think that was reflected in a lot of the women I saw.
Well, Sharon Stone was there, right?
Sharon Stone was there, and she is one of my favorites, you know, but I don't know what's going on in her life. Courtney Love did not look good. Fantasia was there. She looked wonderful. Michelle Williams looked great. But you see a lot of these people who are in the recording business and what it's done to them, you know. Sharon Stone, she looked a little drugged down. The big disappointment for me for the night, of course, was Gwen Stefani. And I know you wanted to talk about it.
All right, now that was the ruckus. Now let me just back up here. It wasn't a ruckus, but were you a little bit in the middle of this?
No, I wasn't in the middle of it. No, it wasn't. It wasn't the first person I saw, but it was my first impression. I saw Gwen Stefani show up, and she is currently pregnant. And I have often said that I think that when a woman is pregnant, you know, you worry that something's going to happen.
How far along does she look? I mean, and I don't know, what's the name of her husband?
You know what? His name escaped. I know he's a musician. I don't know. She looks like she's pretty far along. But I'm concerned about women who are pregnant and who are out in public, especially performers. First of all, you worry about their health. You ask yourself why she's out in the middle of February pregnant, and I've seen down through the years, I've seen a lot of women performers who are pregnant taking that risk, and you don't like to see it, and I will give you some perspective. I have been a record producer for a long time, so I know it looks good, I know it sounds good. Pregnancy is not a very attractive state. It is a blessed state, but it is not a very attractive state, and when you show up pregnant at a function, at a very, very public function, and you're endangering the health of the baby, and you are looking not your best. It's not something that I think that I would recommend for any artist that I was working with.
What do you mean it isn't attractive? See, that's interesting. What do you mean? I mean, we've been told, and I think it's an attractive thing.
Well, you know, I think we are conditioned to say certain things.
No, I mean, I think pregnant women are attractive. I think it's a beautiful state.
I'm telling you that if you're honest with yourself, you realize you're conditioned to say these things. Pregnancy is not an attractive state. I'm not saying that being pregnant is a bad thing, but it's a very blessed state. But it's not attractive. Gwen Stefani, who has just a little bit of a, you know, a Sarah Jessica Parker problem. You know, she has to work real hard to look good. Now, you put on top of the fact that Gwen Stefani has to work, I think, just a little bit harder to look good, that she's showing up pregnant. So now she is having to work maybe double as hard to look good. And here is this woman pregnant, looking the way she does, and she's not putting the best you're not putting the best face forward, if you will. And that concerns me. So you don't look good. You're out in public pregnant. You don't know how far along you are. You don't know if you're going to, if you miscarry there, you're going to have a baby. I had a kid, Clive Davis. I said, Clive, I hope you don't have a baby born here tonight. You know, you got all these pregnant women around.
So is it the health of the mother you're worried about, or is it the fact she doesn't look good?
Well, you know, these are women who are in the public eye, and I just don't think they look in their best when they're pregnant. You don't look good when you're pregnant. You look bad. I know that we are conditioned to say you look good, but you look bad. Now, take it from me, Phil. I've been a record producer for a long time. And when you go in Stefani and you got not the greatest face in the world, you know, that's pretty. You're asking yourself a lot. You're asking a lot of the people that are around you. You're asking a lot of the guests to put up with a lot, you know, looking at that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So, Daryl, I got to ask you, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Daryl Weber with us. He's at currently at the Grammy Awards ceremony. It's like a party that Clive Davis has at the Beverly Hilton. My question for you is, what was this problem?
It wasn't a problem at all, Phil. What happened was I had gone up to Gwen, and I said, I've known her for years, and I said, you know, I'm very disappointed. I think you need to go home. I think you are pregnant. And she said to me, well, I'm here for the party. I said, I understand that, but you don't look, you know as well as I do, you don't look good. And I said, you have a public image to uphold. And she sort of brushed past me, you know, as if to say, you know, why don't you mind your own business? And that's all right. That's between friends. And I understand that. I don't hold Gwen any, I don't bear her any grudge. But I had said to her, I said, you know, in the first place, you don't have the best face.
Gwen Stefani's considered to be a very beautiful woman, though. She does a lot of modeling.
Well, but she worked very hard. Now, Gwen can put on a very beautiful face. She works a lot, and she has to work really hard at it, you know. But when the evening gets about an hour old or 2 hours old, she will look a little snaggletooth. She can look a little bit road hard and put up with. So I said to her, you know, in about an hour, you know, that makeup's going to wear off, and you are going to look, it's going to be pretty hard to look at you. And I said that you are pregnant.
Boy, I'm going to tell you right now, you must have a pretty tight relationship with her to say that.
Well, we are old friends. I didn't say this in front of people, but she took offense, and she kind of brushed past me. And that was the extent of that.
All right, but it was reported that she had a confrontation with you.
No, there was no confrontation at all. I know she disagreed with what I said.
All right, I'm talking here with Daryl Weber about Gwen Stefani showing up pregnant at the Grammy party. You know, it's an interesting thing when you say that pregnancy is not an attractive thing. And I would tell you, I'm just telling you, Fonce, I really think that a pregnant woman...
Let me ask you something. Do you think all pregnant women look beautiful?
Well, I guess it depends on the woman.
Exactly. Some women, I feel, have to work very hard to look beautiful. And then you throw in the fact they're pregnant. And now they might as well just give it up. You know, in other words, I'd quit, you know, if I were you. You're trying to look beautiful, you're pregnant, just quit. Now, they look beautiful to their husband, maybe, but the rest of the world. And it's frightening to be around a pregnant woman because you don't know what's going to happen. Is she going to have the baby right in front of you? If you're standing in a supermarket, or you are standing in a grocery line or anything, a woman has a baby right in front of you.
Well, I mean, you're assuming the woman's got some proper medical care.
You might be assuming too much, you know, and I don't know. I saw Gwen Stefani show up tonight at the party, and she's a pregnant woman. I said, you should be home taking care of yourself. I said, what you have done is you put on a whole lot of makeup. In about an hour, that makeup's going to wear off. Now you're still going to be pregnant. Now everyone's going to see what your face looked like. And it's very difficult because she's a very dear friend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to McKenna. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Daryl Weber at the Clive Davis party. Go ahead.
Hi, I just think it's really sad to say anything about, you know, in terms of her pregnancy and it not being attractive. I think that, you know, some women don't carry pregnancy very well and they aren't at their best, but I think that to say that it has anything to do with being pregnant, not being attractive, and that people are conditioned to say otherwise is just his own personal opinion and not a conditioning at all. I think that pregnant women are beautiful, and I think that being pregnant and being a woman who is pregnant right now has nothing to do with whether or not you go to a event or and it has anything to do with that at all. And that to be discouraging or not to be positive about her pregnancy, and that maybe she, if she's such a dear friend, then you would know that she's taking care of herself and that she's taking proper measures to, you know, safeguard the health of her baby. And going to a Grammy Award show or staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever it may be has nothing to do with anything. She's absolutely beautiful being pregnant. Right, and his personal opinion is that pregnant women aren't beautiful.
All right, Daryl, go ahead. Just respond.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to let my guest respond. Is that okay, McKenna?
Sure.
Go ahead, Daryl.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to the young lady for being pregnant. Looking forward to the birth of your child. It is a very blessed thing. I don't think that there's any doubt. I've been in record producing. I've been in A&R arts relationship. I have been in the business of promoting, and more importantly, I've been in the business of creating image. And I know that to your husband, and maybe to your friend, you are very beautiful. But to the rest of the world, a pregnant woman is not an easy thing to look at.
That's why I completely disagree. That's your opinion, though.
No, just based on a lot of years in the advertising business, a lot of years working with the images of recording. Now, let's talk about Gwen. She's a wonderful artist, and she's a very dear friend, but she is not a beautiful woman to begin with, and I think you know that. You look at her face, and her nose is a little big and so on. Now, she certainly carries it off very well. Now, you put that face together with that pregnant body, and you are asking a lot.
Of who?
Of the people at the party to look at that.
I think that if the general public did not appreciate or enjoy pregnancy, you wouldn't see Demi Moore on the cover of huge magazines. You wouldn't see these women exposing
the beauty
of pregnancy.
What about that? That's a good point. Demi Moore.
Well, again, these are artists who wish they look good, so they get the magazine to put a picture of themselves. Millions of viewers that are revolted by it. And again, you've got people at a party tonight. I'm here with Gwen, and they've got to take a look at that and then go over and get themselves.
And I appreciate your opinion. I just think that it's your perception of what you think people think of women who are pregnant. And, of course, if you've been in the business, you've been in the business of publicity, but you're not a physician and you're not a doctor.
No, I'm not a physician, not any of those things.
But what happens if she has the kid? Why would she?
I don't know how far along she is.
Right, and she does.
If she has a kid right in front of everyone.
And if she did?
I think it's bad for her. Look, we deal in a world of image, and I think that it shows the lack of control on her part. You know, we've already gotten Courtney Love under control. Now, there's another woman who is not a very attractive woman, but at least she's not getting pregnant on top of that. But I would say if Gwen suddenly has to have that kid right here in front of a place where people are eating.
I don't think that's a possibility.
I'm sure that her doctor. I mean, the prenatal care she's getting. Come on, you know her. Do you talk to her about this?
Well, she got angry at me when I said, "I don't know what you're doing here." I told her, "I said, what are you doing here?" I said, "That makeup's going to come off in 20 minutes."
Why does that matter, though? I think that you're putting pregnancy.
I want everyone to know her that she's beautiful, and when the makeup comes off and that pregnant body. And
she's absolutely even more beautiful. It's beyond being a blessed situation.
Let me ask you this, McKenna. Say that when you walk past her with a plate of lox and bagels.
Why is that? Why does the amount of food have anything to do with her pregnancy?
It has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying if people are eating and looking at that.
Well, what does that mean? It's hard to eat and see a pregnant woman?
That's what I'm saying is that I think in her case, yes. It's your attitude, and it's your perception and your opinion. I can guarantee, and I hope that you get other calls from people who would say that you are so completely and entirely wrong when it comes to whether or not her makeup is on or her makeup is off. Her pregnancy and any other woman's pregnancy makes them even more incredibly beautiful because they are in a state of creating life.
Regardless of anything else,
it's not appreciation, and it's sad that your perception or that you would.
I'm just trying to look out for her. That's all I'm trying to look out for her. I don't want her.
You think that she feels better right now, hearing that once her makeup comes off and that people were disgusted and weren't able to eat their meal.
I told her
because of her pregnancy.
I told her as she came into the party.
That's caring for her.
I told her as she came into the party. I said, what are you doing here? You know that I love you. She said, you know, I'm here. I want to have a good time. I said, my God, if you have that baby here in front of all these people, you're going to have photographers. You want to see that on the cover of the Esquire magazine.
But your attitude wasn't about her. You're not caring for her. You're caring about whether or not you make money off of her public image.
And how likely is that to happen?
I don't want to see Gwen, who I love very dearly, with her legs in the air and a baby coming out.
It wouldn't happen.
Some guy standing there with a plate full of food.
It's your attitude of what you think is going to make money or what's going to disgust
people. I think it's absurd.
Right, I think that it's ridiculous.
McKenna,
so
I got to run. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Daryl Weber on the line with us talking about, he's at the Clive Davis party right now, the post-Grammy party. And he ran into Gwen Stefani. Apparently they've known each other for years. He does not approve of her being out pregnant. He doesn't think pregnant women are all that attractive to begin with. Beautiful in the fact that they are giving life, but the actual physical pregnancy is not attractive, and he's afraid that when Gwen's makeup comes off after about an hour at the party, that she will not be very attractive, and it's bad for her image. And I realize this is a discussion of, are pregnant women beautiful or are they not, and maybe that's subjective. I mean, there are many of us who think that they are. Mr. Weber, having been in the image-making for years, says that pregnant women, and in Gwen Stefani's case particularly, are, quote, tough to look at. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Daryl Weber joins us from the Clive Davis post-Grammy party at the Beverly Hilton. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We've gotten onto a discussion who are we talking about? Oh, Gwen Stefani. Ms. Stefani is pregnant. She was at the Grammys. What was she doing there, by the way, Daryl?
Gwen was, Phil, I think she was part of giving an award to U2, and she was on stage. And I thought that what Bono did, I thought it was mockery, and she looked like she didn't get it.
What did he do?
Well, he knelt down on one knee and he kissed her, you know, he kissed her stomach, you know, as if to say, whoa. You are very beautiful, but we, you know, everyone knew that he was making fun of her. And I'll tell you, we came to the party. Now, they are serving something called pigs in a blanket. I don't know if you know what that is, but, you know, it's a sausage, and it's wrapped in a, like a piece of toast, basically, or a tortilla.
Okay.
Now, if you have ever seen a pregnant woman, pregnant women have a very distended stomach, obviously, and they have a belly button that will sometimes protrude. And I will tell you, I took this item from the buffet table called Pig in a Blanket. And I looked over, and there's Gwen. And I couldn't eat it because...
Why?
Because I started thinking about how this item, this Pig in a Blanket, was going to look like her belly button, you know. And it's that's what I mean about putting me off my food, you know. And I'm looking at Gwen, and I came over to her, and I said, you have got to leave before something bad happened, you know.
And well, you're talking about her having the baby there and all of these other things, which are very unlikely given the very high probability she's getting some decent prenatal care. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Pearl. Pearl, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Who is this guy and what planet did he come from? Oh, my goodness. This isn't about one woman. This isn't about all women being pregnant. This is about one man with a personality. This is the kind of guy that would put on a white hood and burn a cross in his yard if you didn't think like him.
You are very, very extreme, man. I am an African-American, number one, so it shows how ignorant you are. That's number two. I know Gwen Stefani.
You,
I know her talent, and I know her.
Many ways. Absolutely many
Well,
ways.
You are a bigot.
You would not even know how to
think,
do positive reinforcement.
I don't think you understand
what kick the dog,
it is to
yell
be
at
a producer.
Wife,
well, you probably molest your children.
Tell your children
you probably
that they're not worth
well,
it.
Well, you probably molest your children, too. You probably run in
oh,
on your son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you
well,
are
I mean,
just
okay, so what's the point? Wait. Hold on for a minute. What's the point? What is the point of all of this, okay? I mean, if we can't have a conversation, why are we accusing each other of child molestation and all this?
Well, the lady started in saying that I beat my dog, and she said that I do this and I do that.
You got to hold on, Pearl. You got to hold. And you too, Daryl.
I'm not going to stay on with this white bitch.
Hold on.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I got to get back on the line here with Pearl. Pearl, are you there? Pearl?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had to take him. Daryl, what was that?
I just want to know, what are you supposed to do in the middle of a party if a woman suddenly drops to the ground and starts, you know, giving out a baby?
That doesn't happen.
And you're having a
that
sandwich.
That does not happen. She's not ignorant, honey. You're the one that's ignorant. If you had any kind of an IQ,
you
would know that women don't drop babies in the middle of a party.
Well, wait a minute.
No.
They have had given birth in taxi cabs. They have given birth in hallways. What are you talking about?
You know, this is not going to happen tonight. That is so rare. This is not going to happen. And
how do you know? I know this woman better than you do.
Right. So the reason that you call me a white trash dick.
Well, you just called me all kinds of names.
White.
You said that I was a cross burner. You started the whole name calling thing.
I don't take it back.
No, I don't take it back either.
I am neither white nor bitch. I am a female, but you started the name calling, lady.
If you can't stand the heat, you got to get out of the kitchen. If you don't like pork rinds, then I would be hanging out with pigs, you know? Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Now, the name calling did originate with you, Pearl, with the cross-burning thing. But then, Mr. Weber, you came back with it.
Well, look, if she don't like pork rinds, then she shouldn't be sleeping with pigs. And I told her...
Don't even start with that, okay? Now, Pearl, go ahead and let's
okay,
try to
now
have
listen.
A...
You know, when somebody doesn't have, I guess, ignorance, I can probably handle, but not just plain stupidity. I don't need a recording contract, so I get to stalk you back. But you've got to be in charge, and if you're not in charge with the insults, then you
wait,
just
you,
start
you started
going
with
on
the
back.
Insults with a whole cross burning thing, so don't even tell me about insults. You started.
You know what?
Now, I'll tell you.
You know what? I'm
Gwen
responding
Stefani,
to your insults. You have been
I didn't insult you at all. And you know something?
Since
if Gwen Stefani drops to the floor and pushes a baby out tonight.
It's not going
to
happen. She's not ignorant. My fellow, if you were a female, you'd be dropping a baby in the middle of a party because you are ignorant. This stuff doesn't happen. Get real.
So you hate men?
I absolutely love men. I have a couple of rounds at any one time.
They'd squeeze a baby out right in the middle of a party because we are too stupid.
That doesn't happen. No, not all men. Absolutely not. Only you, sir.
All right. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been able to eat pigs in a blanket around a pregnant woman?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I wouldn't eat a pig in a blanket because it's very unhealthy. Pregnant women don't offend me. Nor do fat men, nor do skinny men. But men with filthy minds and negative attitudes, and if you were a female with a dirty mind and a negative attitude, you would drive me up the wall, too, and then you'd call me a woman hater. This isn't about her. This is about you. It's not about women.
You know what?
You are so negative.
Do you prefer foot-long hot dogs? It's a simple question.
I do not eat foot-long hot dogs. It's very unhealthy.
No, not pork. I'm talking about a foot-long kosher beef hot dog.
I do not eat any kind of processed meat. It's very unhealthy. I wouldn't touch it.
All right, what about brats?
I wouldn't touch it. It's processed meat. You know what?
So that shows to me that you have an aversion. You've got an aversion to things that are link-like.
I do not. I'm a health fanatic. I am very healthy. I would not eat anything called a pig in anything. I don't eat pork. I don't eat any kind of flesh.
Have you ever gobbed a brat?
I don't eat anything. I do not.
All right. Now, if Gwen Stefani decides to gullet a brat.
You're not listening. You're trying to make this into
something.
Yeah,
listen. Let the lady talk.
The spotlight's on you, honey, bud.
Let her talk,
you
okay?
You are being so filthy-minded.
Let her talk.
Do you know Gwen Stefani? No, you don't know Gwen Stefani.
Listen,
I know Gwen Stefani,
listen.
And I know that if she gobbed
the
brat.
One question to you. Have you ever said anything nice to anybody?
Of course I have. I have no recording artist my entire life.
To get in her pants.
Oh my God! You're the only person here with the filthy mind. You have brought up more filth, more disgusting.
Listen, you know what?
I bet you right now you're wearing nothing but panties. No, everyone in the country right now knows, Pearl,
exactly
that you are wearing nothing but
panties
right now.
And they are jumping up and down saying, "Oh, Dad, dumb! I wish they would have taken my call because she's saying just what I wanted to say."
Well, hold on for a minute now, Daryl.
This lady is sitting here nothing but her grandma panties, and she's calling me a pervert.
I think she hung up.
Yeah, I bet she hung up. She's chicken. You are
I am not going to justify that with a response.
You calling me every name in the book, and you're sitting there wearing nothing but a pair of waist-high, belly-button-high panties.
Negative. And you know what? Because you're so negative, you've got to be ignorant, because anybody with any kind of decent IQ couldn't possibly
I want to jump in. This is the host, Phil Hendry. I want to jump in. You have said, Mr. Weber, that you know Gwen Stefani.
Yes, I do. Very well.
All right. And I know that as a recording... But to say that she's going to gob a brat and drop to the ground and push out a baby...
I don't know the state of this woman's prenatal health. I do not know. All I know is Gwen, and I know what's best for her and for her. It's not to be at a party running around. And, you know, if you start dancing, you know what happens. You can dislodge... Can't you dislodge a fetus?
Dislodge your brain, honey bun. That you must have been doing
too
much.
How many kids have you had?
I've had two.
Oh, well.
Well-balanced. Very, very well-balanced. Adult, career-minded children.
Of course, every mother thinks their kids are well-balanced until they wind up in a courtroom. Up with a head in their ass box.
Well, yeah. My son's a police officer. My daughter's an educator.
Okay, look. What's the point of that?
My point is this, Phil. I think Gwen Stefani... You know, the lady here says she doesn't like sausage, and yet she's had two kids.
I told you you were trying to make it sexual.
You know, why are you making those inappropriate?
No, she's trying to come off as prim and proper. No, I don't like any kind of sausage-like
shape. That you would not recognize, honey. Obviously, this is what our whole discussion is. You do not recognize anything prim and proper. You just don't. You don't.
I'm trying to save a woman's health, and you're sitting here saying, "Oh, she ought to be all out there."
Save a woman's health.
Yes, right.
You know, thank God you're not in charge of most women, and God bless the women you
so
are
you
in
want
charge
women
of.
Out
oh,
there.
My God.
Okay, great. So I'm standing there. I've got a roast beef sandwich with a little extra. Maybe it's got a little extra au jus on it, and she drops
and
has a kid right there
honey,
on the grass.
If you eat too much of that beef, you're going to end up having a heart attack.
Well,
and
what
with
do you
this
care?
Negative attitude
what do you
that
care?
You have.
You want
you
me
know
to
what?
Die.
I hate to see human beings
you,
just
no, you
want to
see a black man die because you don't like you don't like a black man lording it over a white woman.
Dude, what's that about?
No, I'm a black man, and Gwen Stefani is a friend of mine. She don't like that.
That doesn't have
she
anything
like a black
to do with
man
anything. This is about
and
your
a sexual tension that's going on.
Spirited, negative attitude toward life. You probably never
damn it,
get
it's
up
not
you
negative.
Get up in the morning and you say, damn gummit. You've never said
no,
this
you,
morning.
No, you said you had two children, and yet you don't like nothing that's shaped like, you know, a man's.
You know what? I'm not getting into my sex life because that's not what we're talking about. I'm not even going to talk about your sex life. I'm talking about your brain.
I'm asking about whether
brain
you like sausage-shaped things.
No,
you said no.
Your brain.
Hey, how many kids? Two.
I don't carry on
what?
Filthy discussions.
Did you marry Hebrew
I
national?
I'm filthy-minded, and you deny it. But this is what you talk about.
Ma'am,
let's talk about
I think
brain.
The only way for you to have
IQ
children is you married a
IQ
Hebrew national hot dog.
IQ, let's talk about IQ. Yours is hanging out all over your ass, honey bun.
Let me ask you something.
I'm disappointed that you're black because you remind me of white trash. I've never
well,
met
black
trash.
You are a racist woman, you know that.
I've never met black trash.
The only way you get pregnant is using a turkey baster.
You know, you got all kinds
that's
of
that's the most insulting,
thank God,
the most insulting
you're
thing.
You're not in charge of anybody.
Ma'am, I'm not in charge of anyone, but I know Gwen Stefani. When that makeup comes off, she looks
you are
like,
not
she looks like she'd make
her
a freight train
ticket. You know what? She showed you that you weren't in charge of her because she brushed right by you. She didn't
did
give
she,
a
did
damn
she pull her arm away from you? Did she pull her arm away from you?
I said to her, Gwen, you know, when a makeup comes off, that face of yours would make a freight train take a dirt road. And I was telling her the truth.
And she didn't give a damn because she doesn't care.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know she looked like Mr. Ed.
Ha, ha.
You know,
oh, my
Pearl,
gosh.
You know,
you
Pearl,
know what? You're talking about her face, but, you know, your ass has got to get back. I'm
you know, I have
you,
not
you
used any dirty word, and you just said the A word. You know something? I suggest you get some clothes on.
You know.
Get some clothes on.
We're not going to carry this. We're not going to make this sexual. We're talking
no, I'm not
about
making it sexual. I just want you to
know,
get into something other than standing there with your underwear on.
You can't keep up with me. You can't keep up with a man, woman, black or white, who has any intelligence.
Girl, I'm trying to say,
make it dirty.
In the name
yeah,
of God, get some clothes on. You're standing there with half your rear end hanging out.
You know, you are just a piece of work.
All right, look at
that. I am so glad. I'll tell you what, everybody in this country who's listening, pray for this man.
because he is just a poor excuse for a human being.
Ma'am,
God bless you,
I would
sir,
like to
you
say,
need it.
I hope you got God a stain stick. I hope you got a stain stick for those panties.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right, look, we gotta take a break. 1-800, boy, that was really...
That lady walked right into it, man. I was an oncoming freight train, and she stood on the tracks and said, oh, look, an Easter carriage.
I hope you got a stain stick? God. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, and to say that you said Sharon Stone looked, quote, rode hard and put up wet?
No, I did not say that, Phil.
Well, you said it about somebody.
But if I did say that, what I'm trying to say, it is a very beautiful woman who has allowed herself to get involved with a string of men, or I don't know how many men, and after a while, you're like a racehorse that has not had the saddle taken off. And I'm trying to tell these young women that they have got to pay attention to public image, and that being pregnant in public, while it is a beautiful thing to your husband, and might be a very beautiful thing to your family, to the rest of the world, it is just another impediment to keeping a meal down, getting through the day. I don't know how else to put it.
I've never had a hard time keeping a meal down around a pregnant woman. Never in my life. 1-800-449-8686. Nancy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
It's opinions like that that cause women to be so insecure with their bodies, and then they feel like they have to not eat almost literally to the point of death. In
no.
many cases, to
no,
feel beautiful
pregnant,
to the opposite sex.
It's not about being fat. I said it's about being pregnant.
Well, no.
It's not about being fat. It's about pregnant.
But everyone bests in their own beauty. So what if they're pregnant? If you have that big of an issue with someone when they're pregnant, then you have the right to leave. We live in a country that protects people's liberties. You have every right to think that she's not beautiful because she's pregnant. But you don't have the right to tell her she can't be there.
Well, ma'am, for instance, like, this is my opinion. It sounds like you're reading what you're saying, but you're not reading it, right?
No.
Okay, but that's so my opinion is wrong. It's still my opinion. This is what you sound like. It is the woman's right to do that. It sounds like you're reading it off of a spiral notebook or something, but I'm not going
to
say.
Look, she's a caller to the radio show. Maybe the young lady's a little nervous. Maybe she's trying to get her point. Daryl, you've got experience with the media. Have a little bit of understanding.
I'm just trying to make a point. If I went up to Gwen Stefani tonight and I said, you need to go home because you are pregnant. What is she going to do?
She'd probably be crushed. If someone walked up to you and asked you to leave the party because you were African-American, there might be a lawsuit involved.
Well, if they ask me, they're going to have to ask a whole lot of people. We got Snoop Dogg here. We got everybody here. Okay, we got Jamie Foxx here. Bill Cosby here. What are they going to do? Walk up to every... You've got to walk out every brother in the place and say, you all have to leave? I don't think so. Clive Davis?
Well, what if every woman there was pregnant? What would you do then?
I would be very concerned for their health. I think that any woman who's in a delicate state like that, and she's walking around a party, and now she wants to start dancing, and some of these dances, and many of these young white ladies, when they get to dancing with a black man, they want to show what they got, so they start stomping their feet, and you can dislodge part of the kid. Can you? Because I'm not familiar with the
young... I'm personally not familiar with
okay.
child birth.
If you start
myself.
Dancing hard enough, the head will come out.
And if she does go into labor, if you love her like you say you do, why wouldn't you be of assistance? Like, call 911, maybe.
Well, I'll tell you, CP3O.
What's that crack supposed to mean?
I'm sorry, I'm just having fun.
Let's stick to the point. The young lady here is saying, then you call medical assistance. You help her.
I would rather her just stay home so I don't have to leave a conversation that I'm having, maybe with a young lady who I might want to sign a recording contract, to walk all the way around the pool, go through the cabana, get to a phone, and call an ambulance.
So your conversation, your personal life is more, like your work life is more important than helping someone that you're saying is your friend?
Yes. Yes, I am saying that. It's pathetic. I know it's pathetic.
What's the priority sounding to me?
But I don't even know that I... Is this a computer?
All right, look at Beth. Nancy, rather. Thank you for your call, hon. We have to take a break.
Phil, is that a real... That's a real woman?
Yes, it's a real woman! Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
God.
What's she doing? If you think that the woman is your friend, I don't know. I'm sorry. I misjudged her.
Yeah, you misjudged a lot of stuff here, man. Hey, what if she drops a baby while I'm eating a roast beef sandwich? I ain't going to go walk around the pool through the cabana and do a phone and get an ambulance while I'm talking to a chick that I want to sign to a freaking recording contract. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We don't have any more time. I apologize to the callers still hanging on. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, call in tomorrow night, 1-800-449-8686. We thank Daryl Weber for being on the show, although I think that you're going to have a lot of explaining to do to Gwen Stefani. You know, Daryl, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think she knows what. I mean, look at Daryl. You look at Gwen has had to look at her face without any makeup on it for a long, long time. Maybe some. No, she's got no. She's got to know what she looks like. No, I know. I'm thinking about it right now. No, she's got to know.
All right. Well, anyway, don't forget our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD is available by calling this number 1-877-616-PHIL 877-616-PHIL. You can get a copy of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD. Are You For Real? And all the bread goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks to all of you guys. Also, R.C. Collins and Lloyd Bonafide for our debate this evening. And David G. Hall for screwing the show up. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.